You hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Billy. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Billy.
Thanks for your service again, John. Appreciate it. Thanks to Dennis for asking me to speak tonight on step 10. You know, I was thinking about this, and you know, before I got to this point, you know, I had to make a choice, and that was back like in step two, to either be doomed to an alcoholic death or live on a spiritual basis. So I chose life, and that meant living on a spiritual basis. And throughout these steps, going through them, I had a few spiritual experiences along the way. One pretty profound one at step three, and another one at step five. But by the time I got into my ninth step, you know, making amends, a lot of things started happening, and for the better for me. And then I was thinking about this, I guess last week when we read the promises, the very last promise says, we will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. That was an awakening for me. God was doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. You know, I would, you know, I was coming along through my early sobriety, I was, you know, I was praying, asking for help, keep me away from a drink, all that stuff, every day, and thanking them at night, and you know, starting to rely on God to keep me away from a drink or a drug for a day, and it was working. So you know, that actually worked, and so I didn't have any choice but to start believing. And so now here we are up to step 10, which suggests we continue to take personal inventory. You know, we did an inventory in step four, took a good look at my past, you know, my life up to this point, looked at everything, opened up all the old books, the closets, dug out all the skeletons, and I took a good look at myself and discussed it with someone in my fifth step, and went on to continue cleaning up my past in the ninth step. And it says here, we continue to take and continue any mistakes as we go. We vigorously commence this way of living as we cleaned up the past. So while I was still cleaning up the past, I was already getting into this step. I was already, trying to keep up with my day-to-day affairs as I went along, because I had a big list for my fourth step and a big amends list, but day by day, things still would creep up, and that's what it tells us in here. Things are going to continue to crop up. And but in this step, it gives us directions for when these things do crop up. When resentment, dishonesty, fear, or selfishness crop up, we have directions. It tells us what to do in this step. And the thing is, you don't always recognize them when they show up. And they have a way of disguising themselves as other things. And so, you know, every day I have to make a decision to ask God, ask my higher power to direct my thinking and show me throughout the day when these things are cropping up, you know, because sometimes, you know, the resentment might not be the guy walking up and sucker punching me in the face. It might be somebody just doing some little thing that I'm going to get a resentment over, and I'm not going to realize it till I'm totally pissed off and burned up later on in the day. So, you know, I have to continue to watch for this stuff. And, you know, I ask God to help me recognize this stuff. One line in here, it says, our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. Understanding what? To me, I guess it means understanding what God's will is for me, to grow in that. You know, I try to align my will with God's will to the best I can. And now I'm trying to understand what his will is for me. And effectiveness, the more I'm in line with God, with his will, the more effective everything's going to be for me. You know, it's just going to make my days go better. You know, and the more effective I'll be at recognizing these character defects when they do crop up. So, and then it goes on to say, we have ceased fighting anything and anyone, even alcohol. Man, life's a lot easier when you quit fighting everything. I don't want to wear a mask in the Dunkin' Donuts, but is it worth fighting? Is it worth bitching and moaning about it and griping and, it's something they want me to do, so I do it. It's just easy to not fight anything anymore, and even alcohol. It tells us by this time sanity will have returned. I haven't thought about taking a drink in a very long time. I never think about it actually now, but it's been over 36 years since I thought of picking up a drink. And today, I just never think of it, you know? But I know that insanity can come back. So we're headed for trouble if we do, because alcohol is a subtle foe. Well, insanity is even a more subtle foe, and that can creep in when you least expect it. And so that's what I've got to be on the lookout for, that insanity, you know, letting something get to me, selfishness or fear, resentment. I have a problem with being sarcastic. You know, I get intolerant and I'll say something kind of flip, sarcastic to somebody, kind of to be funny, kind of to, make light of it, but also to get a little dig in. Sometimes that's hurtful to people, some of the stuff I say. And when I do that, I have to go back and make amends for it. I have to tell people I was wrong to say that, for being like that. And, because it's not the way I want to live today. God's will is not for me to be a sarcastic motherfucker that wise ass. And, So says every day we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. How can I best serve thee? And here it says, say to ourselves many times each day, thy will be done, not mine. It says that in the next step too. It says, thy will be done, not mine. Because that, for me, that becomes a mantra, throughout the day, day in and day out. That will be done, because I don't, I don't have control over everything. I'd love to have it, but I don't. And rather than get pissed off about not having control, it's a heck of a lot easier to just accept God's will for me as is what it should be for that particular time. When I do, I do a lot of 10 steps on the fly. Some of them I write out. I do it in the same format that I wrote out my fourth step, the cause, the effect, and the turnaround, and I write it out and discuss it with somebody. And sometimes I make amends if I have to. Sometimes I don't have to make amends, because I've learned how to keep my mouth shut sometimes before I get myself into trouble or piss somebody off or hurt somebody. And that's important to me today, is to try not to hurt anybody else. And so, you know, this is, you know, they say that this is a maintenance step. To me, this is just part of my everyday living now. It's just part of living my everyday life, is living in this step nine, and, I mean, step 10 and step 11. And you know, step 11 we'll talk about next week. But first thing I do when I get up every morning is I ask God to direct my thinking. And I can feel assured with that during the day that, you know, throughout the day that he's going to direct my thinking. And if I fuck up, if I get resentful, selfish, dishonest, or fearful, he's going to let me know. And the thing is, fear I always recognize. The other ones, I don't always recognize when they creep in. They come, they just show up. But they all lead to fear. And then when the fear comes, I really know it. You know, I can really feel that. And so, anyways, I don't know. I'm kind of, I think I'm about out of info for you guys. I'd like to hear what all you guys have to say, and appreciate you listening to me. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you, Billy.
Thanks, Billy.